Hi, this is Will Clower, and we're talking about how to turn down the appetite thermometer through your behaviors. And one of the best ways to do that is to become a sensual eater. What do I mean by that? What I mean by sensual eater is someone who pays attention to their senses. Someone who, when they eat their food, they're not just gobbling. Someone who, when they eat their food, it spends more time in their mouth than it does in their gullet. There's no taste buds back in your gullet. Just saying. If you are a sensual eater, if you pay attention to the smell of your food, the taste of your food, the texture of your food, then two important things happen. Number one, you tend to eat better food. And the reason why is that if you taste your food, then you can't eat the nasty stuff. The only way you can, honestly, the only way you can stomach a lot of the nasty food that's out there is by gobbling it so fast that you don't taste it. When you taste for salt, for sugar, for rosemary, for garlic, for whatever it is that's in your food, and practice tasting that and become good at it, what you find is that you can't go back to the fast food. You can't go back to the drive-thru because it's nasty. A second thing that happens that's important is that when you taste, when you smell, when you start appreciating your food and becoming a conscious eater, a sensual eater, then you necessarily slow down. You necessarily stop eating so fast, so you give your body a chance to sense when it's full, when it's satisfied, without overrunning the signal. And all you did in that entire process is start loving your food more, appreciating your food more for its taste, its aroma, and its texture. Become a sensual eater. Practice this. This doesn't mean you have to ooh and ah and fall off your chair. You don't. You don't even have to make noises. Audible groaning is just a bonus, but what you do have to do is take the time to notice your senses when you're eating. I'm Will Clower. If you have any questions, let us know and post on our site when you have observations or questions. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.